with that. All right, good morning, everyone. It is a little after 10. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the commission to order. Today is December 1st, last month of 2021. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me are Commissioners Randy Christman and Brian Crosius, so we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments this morning. Commissioner Christman, do you?
I do not have any opening comments either.
I do not.
Crosius? All right, we're all quiet this morning. So we have a couple items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, moving into the regular agenda, I have three items. My first item, I move the commission adopt the order on tree and shrub mitigation specifications in Arrowfield Services LLC forbears to CDP Connect Pipe, McKenzie County Siting Application Case Number PU-11-99, and in Highland Crude LLC Banner Transportation Company Name Change Siting Application Case Number PU-16-405.
Second.
Thank you, Brian. So this is another one of the tree and shrub mitigation changes. Basically, this original line was approved back in 2011. There was a different tree and shrub plan that was being used at the time by the commission. And so while this certificate was transferred in 2012, that the newer company has the obligation to follow the tree and shrub, and they worked with staff this year because they hadn't completed the tree and shrub plan and decided that they'd prefer to complete that obligation under the new specifications. During construction of the project, there was 221 trees and shrubs removed under the new specifications. The company will be developing a plan designed to create sustainable plantings appropriate for the local soil and growing conditions that will provide long-term benefits to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, the community, wildlife, and the environment. And then they will report to us after 3 years on how their plantings accomplish those goals. So with that, I think we're ready to approve this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. All right, this next one, on November 12th, I move the commission issue the notice of hearing in Sunflower Wind Project LLC, Wind Energy Conversion Facility, Stark and Morton Siting Application, Case Number PU-14-105.
Second.
I almost got ahead of myself again. Okay, so on November 12th, the Sunflower Wind Project LLC filed a request for an extension of time to equip this Sunflower Wind Energy Project with functioning light mitigating technology system. The problem and the challenge with this one is because of their late request for the extension of time, it does make it impossible for us to hold a hearing within the required time to have it noticed. So our hearing is scheduled for January 10th at 8:30 a.m. and in this hearing room. And so we'll have to figure out how we're going to deal with this one. I guess we can't make a decision until we have a hearing. And so that's part of the requirements of the law. So they will, unless they move forward to complete this on their own prior to the end of the year, they will be out of compliance even before we have the hearing. So that's unfortunate for them, but we will have to... I'm not sure why they didn't file sooner. The letter is quite extensive and includes a lot of information that looks as, to me, as if they could have filed that in August or June. I'm not sure why they waited to November, but that's not, I guess, for me to try to determine. Right now, we'll just schedule the hearing and move forward after we have that hearing with a decision on both the request for an extension, and then our staff will have to deal with the fact that they will be out of compliance from the law as well. So it'll probably be two separate issues.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. And my final motion, I move the commission issue the notice of opportunity for hearing in Endeavor Field Service LLC, 8-inch and 6-inch NGL Pipelines, McKinsey, Billings, Stark, citing application case number PU-18-72.
Second.
Thank you, Brian. Let's see here. This is a project that we started working on a couple of years ago. We issued an order in 2018, and in this particular one, we've gone back and forth with staff a few times after we got the final GIS documents for the construction, and the company is now requesting to revise some of the routing and corridor within the project to match the final construction, the final way it was constructed. And so we've really cleaned up this this application or this project and its final route in our records, and this is the final step to doing that. So we'll issue this notice of opportunity for hearing, see if the public has any comments or requests for a hearing. Those must be received by January 6th of 2022, and after that, the commission can determine the matter without a hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any? I don't know as I got a second on that, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Right.
I missed. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I guess a question. Is this, and maybe the answer to this lies in a potential hearing or a work session or something after we know whether any requests for hearing come in. But is the, my understanding is there were quite a few deviations from the approved route and some significant. Does issuing new certificates for the route and corridor that match what was actually constructed, is that a separate issue from whether or not there should be an investigation into non-compliance with the original order that was in effect when it was constructed? Or is that all part of the same thing? I guess I'm...
It could be both. I think, but the first issue is to have the notice opportunity for hearing, and then we can either have a hearing or discuss it with staff, all of the issues surrounding this particular case, because it is fairly complicated.
It is.
And there's a lot of deviations, some within the, you know, corridor, and then it's complicated further by the fact that the law is kind of complicated in terms of, you know, how, when they can deviate, under how length, how far, under what conditions, you know, how long is the deviation. There's four different buckets of categories for route deviations under construction. So that makes it a little bit more complicated as well. So we need to, I think, in this case, go through each one, and I think staff will probably get a feel for our feelings on it once we have a work session to talk through it, or a hearing, or informal.
Okay,
Could take any number of avenues that way.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. That concludes my portfolio. Commissioner Christman, it doesn't look like you have any items, so it's over to Commissioner Crossers.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. My first, I move the Commission adopt the order in Otter Tail Power Company Transmission Facility Cost Recovery 2022 Rates, case number PU-21-376.
Second.
On September 16th of 2021, Otter Tail Power Company filed an annual rate update under its Transmission Facility Cost Recovery Rider Tariff. On October 6th, the Commission issued a Notice of Opportunity for Hearing. On this case, no response was received. The notice identified the issues to be considered in the proceeding, which are whether the proposed rate adjustment complies with Otter Tail Power's tariff, whether the incurred costs for new or modified electric transmission facilities are reasonable and prudent, and third, whether the incurred costs are eligible for recovery through the mentioned rider. Otter Tail's proposed rate to be effective for bills rendered on or after January 1st, 2022 includes the cost for 19 existing and 3 new transmission projects, updated electric transmission expense with offsetting revenues, and a true-up amount from the current rate, the increase for an average residential customer using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month would be 41 cents per month. The proposed rate adjustment does comply with Otter Tail Power's tariff, and advocacy staff also deem that the incurred costs for the new and modified electric transmission facilities are reasonable and prudent, and then again, therefore, the incurred costs are eligible for recovery through the transmission facility cost recovery rider. So I'm prepared to support this. As always, advocacy and staff overall did a very good job looking at the numbers and processing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, my second, I move the Commission adopt the order in Northern States Power Company Renewable Resource Cost Recovery 2022 Rates, case number PU-21-389.
Second.
On September 21st, 2021, Northern States Power Company, otherwise known as NSP, filed an application for approval of its 2022 Renewable Energy Rider Rates. On October 6th of 2021, the Commission issued a Notice of Opportunity for Hearing. We provided until November 20th of 2021 for receiving written comments and hearing requests. No response or requests were received, and the notice identified the issues to be considered in this proceeding, which are whether the investments and associated costs for the resources qualify for recovery, whether the incurred costs are reasonable and prudent, and whether the rate adjustments are consistent with the terms of NSP's tariff, and finally, whether NSP's proposed tariff changes should be approved. The 2022, renewable energy rider rate would be applied to all energy bills for customers effective January 1st, 2022, and the 2022 rate includes the costs of 2 previously approved projects. The rate change for a residential customer, electric customer, consuming 750 kilowatt hours per month would be an increase of 79 cents per month. Advocacy staff, again, worked with this filing as well, found that the investments and associated costs for the resources do qualify for recovery, and that the incurred costs are reasonable and prudent. And finally, that the rate adjustments are consistent with the terms of NSP's tariff.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and finally, believing that there will be no prejudice to the rights of the parties or the public interest in finding the cases involve similar questions of law and fact, I move the Commission consolidate these cases for hearing under North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-02-04-04, assess a filing fee of $10,000 and issue a notice of opportunity for consolidated hearing in Dakota Natural Gas LLC, Natural Gas Facilities, Portland, North Dakota, Trail County, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-21-424, and Dakota Natural Gas LLC, Natural Gas Facilities, Portland, North Dakota, Trail County, Tariff, case number PU-21-431.
We have...
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, on November 4th of 2021, Dakota Natural Gas filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to construct and operate a natural gas distribution system to portions of the city of Portland and surrounding area in North Dakota, and to update its tariff to add the new service area in Trail County. So the city of Portland, that's case number PU-21-424, and updating the tariff to add the new service area in Trail County, that's case number PU-21-431. So those are the two cases that we're would bring together with approval of this order. The issue to be considered in case PU-21-424 is whether there is a need for the service. Is Dakota Natural Gas technically, financially, and managerially fit and able to provide the service? What is the effect on other public utilities providing similar service? Is the proposed service adequate? And that's for 21-424, and the issues to be considered in case PU-21-431 are the proposed changes reasonable? And secondly, is there other relevant information for the commission to consider, that we should consider? Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceedings and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by January 3rd, 2021, if deemed appropriate. The commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing. And this is another part of the initial service that provided natural gas opportunities to the city of Hillsboro, Crystal Sugar, the Crystal Sugar plant, American Crystal Sugar, just to the north of Hillsboro. Then there was a line that went to the west into the city of Mayville. And at that point in time when we were talking about the overall case, Portland was also considered a target area, and again, another leg in this overall expansion effort. So that is what's happening now, what the company is looking at, and we are in the beginning stage of processing this with the notice of opportunity for consolidated hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that concludes my portfolio, Madam Chair.
Excellent. All right. That concludes the regular agenda, so we'll move over to announcements. Let's see here. Already into December. Wow, that's nuts.
24 shopping days left in December.
that starts. Okay, so next week, Monday, we have a quarterly meeting with Lignite Energy Council. On Tuesday, December 14th, we have a work session to discuss our agency fines and our overall view on the fines, make sure we're kind of applying consistency across divisions. That was an initiative started by Commissioner Crosius. I think it's going to be a good one. So thanks for bringing that forward, Brian. And we have our employee recognition and holiday celebration on the 14th as well. And on the 15th, an informal hearing on MDU, Natural Gas Distribution System, public convenience and necessity issue. And then the 17th of December, we have a Rugby Wind request, must be for a lighting extension, although it doesn't say that here. Oh, It must be. It's a siting application issue. I think that's a lighting extension as well. And that kind of takes us through the month of December for outside of regular commission meeting issues. Okay, we'll now take a brief recess, followed by a short break, and then followed by the admin portion of the meeting, unless you guys want to go straight into the admin portion after. Do we need a break?
I do not need a break.
Unless Amy has like really a ton of questions.
Well, we'll take questions, yeah.
Well, right, I better couch that.
We'll take questions.